Praise to God, immortal praise, for the love that crowns our days, bounteous source of every joy. Let thy praise our tongues employ. For the blessings of the
Welcome to the Voice of Hope. Whether you've been reading the Bible for a long time or just opening its pages for the first time, we're here to explore and learn together. On the Voice of Hope, we provide clear and simple Bible teaching. Join us as we dive into God's Word and learn to follow Jesus, our Shepherd, through the journey of life. This program is produced by Heralds of Hope. We're an international Bible teaching ministry that creates Bible teaching programs in 28 different languages and distributes them on radio, internet, and telephone. Last week, we were privileged to meet many of you at our fall banquets. It's always a blessing to be able to meet face to face. In case you've missed the event, stay tuned and there'll be more next year. Now, here's our Bible teacher, J. Mark Horst, with a little bit of a different program for this week, celebrating the goodness of God.
If you're like me, you sometimes struggle to be thankful. You know, we have so much, and yet we're so prone to complain. We often have the wrong perspective and focus on the negative things rather than the positive. That reminds me of a story I heard that years ago in Budapest, Hungary, a man went to the rabbi and complained, "Life is unbearable. There are 9 of us living in a one-room house. What can I do?" The rabbi thought for a little bit and then he answered, "Take your goat into the house with you." As you can imagine, the man was shocked. But the rabbi insisted, "Do as I say and then come back to me in a week." A week later, the man returned and he was looking more distraught than he had ever looked before. "We cannot stand it," he tells the rabbi. "The goat is filthy." So the rabbi thinks a little bit, then he says, "Go home and let the goat out, and then come back in a week." A radiant man returned to the rabbi a week later, exclaiming, "Life is beautiful. We enjoy every minute of it now that there's no goat. Only the 9 of us." That's a humorous story, but hopefully you don't need to spend a week with a goat in your house in order to develop a thankful heart. We are in the midst of the Thanksgiving season when we reflect on our blessings. In today's program, we want to explore cultivating a genuine spirit of thankfulness for all the blessings God has given us. Instead of our usual exposition from the Word, I've combined selected scripture portions with uplifting praise and worship songs. I pray that the next half hour will inspire you to a deeper level of personal gratitude to God. So as we begin, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we share these moments together, bless my friend and me as we are encouraged to praise and worship you, both by your word and the music we'll enjoy together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Let
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far he removed our transgressions from us.
All creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Alleluia, alleluia. The burning sun with golden beam, the silver moon with softer gleam.
O give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples, sing to him, sing psalms to him, and talk of all his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name, let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength, seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders, and the judgments of his mouth.
Blessing on earth, thanks and praise to Father, Son, and Spirit. The God who saved us by his grace, all glory to his name. Show forth thy love, thy worthy name be hallowed. in earth as it is in heaven. Keep us in life by grace led on, forgiving and forgiven. Save thou us in temptations our, and from all ills thine is the power and all the glory. Amen.
I will extol you, my God, O King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise your works to another, and shall declare your mighty acts. I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty, and on your wondrous works. Men shall speak of the might of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness. They shall utter the memory of your great goodness, and shall sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom, and talk of your power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. Many, O Lord my God, are your wonderful works which you have done, and your thoughts toward us cannot be recounted to you in order. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered.
How big is God? Though man may strive to go beyond the reef of space, to crawl beyond the distant glimmering stars, this world's a room so small within my master's house. The open sky, but a portion of his yard.
How big is God? How big and wide is vast domain? To sing his praise, these lips can only start. He's big enough.
Mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the great mountains. Your judgments are a great deep. O Lord, you preserve man and beast. How precious is your loving kindness, O God! Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. They are abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your pleasures. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light.
I will give thanks to thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing praises to thee among the nations. For thy steadfast love is great to the heavens, and thy faithfulness to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory sing praises to thee among the nations, for thy steadfast love is great to the heavens,
and thy faithfulness to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be over all the earth. Be exalted, let thy glory be over all the earth. Be exalted, O God, be exalted, O God.
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine! Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his Spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
When I begin to feel sorry for myself and the small inconveniences of life, I often think of that familiar hymn, Count Your Blessings. This hymn isn't just a glib saying, but it's good advice when you feel like complaining about everything that's not right. The first verse and chorus go like this. When upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. Take a minute and list the blessings that you have received from God. How many did you name? Salvation through Jesus, life, family, friends, church, strength, health, and there's a lot more, but that's what came to my mind right away. Thanks be to God for what he has done. If you would like to hear this program again, please visit our website at heraldsofhope.org. Our email address is hope@heraldsofhope.org. I invite you to subscribe to our channels on various social media platforms, including Facebook, Telegram, YouTube, Spotify, and Instagram, by searching for Heralds of Hope. To contact the Voice of Hope or to send a gift, call us at 866-960-0292 or mail it to the Voice of Hope, 6183 Lincoln Highway, Harrisonville, Pennsylvania 17228, or visit our website at heraldsofhope.org. Your prayers are needed, and your gifts are always welcome. God's grace, accompanied by your fervent prayers, will enable us to work together to win the world for Jesus. Be sure to join us the next time for the Voice of Hope.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye lands, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God.
It is He that hath made us and God.